It's Wednesday and time for the latest in our ongoing series of reports focused on Eastern North Carolina health issues and emerging trends. ENC Health Currents is made possible on Public Radio East by a special grant from Vidant Health.
3D printing has come a long way since 2013, when Public Radio East first reported on how East Carolina University was using the technology. Just ask 45-year-old Franklin Arnold from Goldsboro. He was born with a twisted spine, but it wasn't until he was a teenager that he found out he had a serious condition.
When we were younger, they usually test us in school, like 6th or 7th grade for scoliosis. And I was tested in 6th or 7th grade, and they said I had a mild case of it at that time.
After multiple trips to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill for treatment, Franklin decided to forego surgery because of the 9-month recovery time.
As time passed, as I got older, I started having bouts every now and then with huge pain. And I'm thinking, hey, this is what we're supposed to deal with everyday bumps and bruises through life.
As the scoliotic curve progressed in his 20s and 30s, it put more pressure on his lungs, making it difficult to breathe. It also caused severe back pain that lasted weeks. Prompted by his wife, he underwent spinal fusion surgery. A metal rod was inserted in his spine, and two of his ribs were removed.
After that initial surgery, my ribs kept breaking on that right side because of the structure's been compromised because those two huge ribs are gone. Nobody couldn't do anything. Duke couldn't do anything. They told me, hey, you're going to be like this for the rest of your life. Deal with it. You know, and I was kind of a little distraught.
After surgery, Franklin worked with a pain management doctor to help alleviate his persistent back pain and difficulty breathing, but it wasn't working. He was later referred to Dr. Carlos Anciano, a thoracic surgeon at the Brody School of Medicine and an East Carolina University assistant professor.
I remember clearly when I walked in the room the first time I saw him, he was on a very classic position that patients that have scapular entrapment do, which is kind of trying to keep the tip of the wing bone out from stabbing into their chest. And he looked like the picture of the textbook as soon as we walked in.
Dr. Anciano took an updated MRI of the chest wall and the arm in different positions to determine if the scapula was being entrapped. When he saw the images, he knew he would have to try an unconventional and potentially groundbreaking procedure to help alleviate Franklin's pain.
I had worked before at University of Pittsburgh with some prosthesis and some chest wall reconstruction, and we had always kind of seen the technology coming along. And in terms of 3D printing and 3D models.
Dr. Anciano contacted ECU's College of Engineering and Technology and Joyner Library for help with printing a 3D model of Franklin's ribcage. This would serve as a topographical map to help physicians plan in detail, prior to the March 22nd surgery, exactly how they would rebuild the chest wall with titanium mesh. 29-year-old ECU student Joshua Stevens was tasked with using the MRI images to construct a 3D printed model.
I grabbed the opportunity and tried to learn the software that was, first to get the software and then learn it, and I was able to figure out and get something done within about a week and a half during spring break.
Stevens took the design to Dan Zuberbier, the Educational and Instructional Technology Librarian at Joyner Library, who helped him print it out on the university's 3D printer.
In the software he was using, he was able to isolate certain aspects of the model. So he took out the muscle tissue, he was able to take out the cartilage, and so for the most part, it's a pretty accurate model of his bone structure.
The life-size lime green and fluorescent orange model is made out of ABS plastic, the same material as Legos. It looks like something from high school anatomy class, except two of the ribs, from Franklin's previous surgery, are missing. Dr. Anciano says the 3D printed ribcage was invaluable to planning the procedure.
It also allowed us to pinpoint certain areas where clearly the problem was going on, and it allowed us to target them directly as opposed to with very big incisions to create big exposures to kind of look in and figure out what's going on. We knew exactly where we had to go.
Surgeons were able to place the titanium mesh that had been shaped using the 3D model into Franklin's ribcage with minimal chest wall damage. This, Dr. Anciano says, significantly sped up recovery time.
He did very well. We've seen him on a regular basis, and we've seen his progress. There's been a lot of work with physical therapy.
It's been 4 months since his surgery, and Franklin says the pain and his quality of life is much improved.
My breathing is a lot better because he lifted my ribs up off my lungs, for one. I'm dealing with chronic pain now. The trauma pain is pretty much gone.
Since the procedure, Franklin says he's been able to go on walks with his wife and daughter. He's able to get more sleep and has greatly reduced the amount of medications he takes. After enduring nearly 3 decades of pain, the thing he's looking forward to the most is being able to get a job and eventually go for a run.
I wake up every day wanting to swing for the fence. I don't want to base hit. I don't want to bunt. I want a home run. I want to swing for the fence every day, so I'm struggling. I'm fighting every day.
This is the first time a 3D printer has been used to help plan a prosthesis in a patient at the Brody School of Medicine. Dr. Anciano believes this surgery only scratches the surface of what the technology can do to help patients in Eastern North Carolina, from creating printouts of organs, synthetic skin, and blood vessels.
It's priceless, and I think this is going to explode in terms of, like it has done already, and it's going to change not just how we practice medicine, but it's going to change how we teach medicine.
ENC Health Currents is heard on the first Wednesday of each month on Morning Edition here on PRE, Public Radio East. ENC Health Currents is made possible by a special grant from Vidant Health and explores health issues that are relevant to the residents of Eastern North Carolina.